every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, of course, confusion has reigned in recent weeks about the supplies of these vaccines that were headed our way that were going to be available through our Cairns pharmacies. Everyone else has had access for eons, Port Douglas and Mossman and the Tablelands pharmacies have had access. We couldn't get it down here. So we were relying on GPs, and it was hard to get GPs. A lot of GPs aren't part of the program either. So anyway, the fact of the matter is it was supposedly all about to happen. So we're going to get an update. Jason Christopher, I talked to the other day. I think he'd been waiting about, he'd put in an order about 3 weeks out, but hadn't heard back. So hopefully there's a bit of encouraging news. Nick Lucas has been talking about, I think today, they were hoping to get supplies in. So if you're thinking of just heading off to your local corner pharmacy, you better wait, because either they may not be participating pharmacies or they may not have had their supplies arrive. So please listen closely. We've got an update from Jason Christopher, pharmacist and managing director of the Cairns Doctors and Whole Life Pharmacy, Bar Street. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how are you today, John?
Have you got any encouraging news?
I do. So officially, as per our discussions the other day, the government, credit to them, we're actually ahead of schedule. So rather than receiving our AstraZeneca COVID injections today, I receipted my first stock allocation yesterday. So into the Herbal stores, we got a drop of 100 each, and we can top that up fortnightly, which is good. I did speak to Trent Toomey and a few of the other discount drugstore owners up on the Tablelands. We have all receipted AstraZeneca stock into store. So yes, we have the vaccine available, ready to go. We need to take a forward step in regards to safeguarding the communities. And I'm glad to say that pharmacy will be able to support the government and support the safety of the community moving forward. So not all pharmacies will have that available. I think there are currently 800 pharmacies nationwide that have onboarded as of today. So I understand the process now is that people need to be able to book in to get online. The last thing we want is to breach government guidelines and have 50 people lining up in store, as we sometimes see at some of the testing clinics, and put more stress and strain on not just our services, but also on the public. So I have good news that the Guild, our governing body, has tried to set up a Find a Pharmacy link. So it's actually called findapharmacy.com.au. Okay. This is happening very, very rapidly. So we're talking receipting of products into pharmacies this week. They're still tinkering around with that. I did try and get on it this morning. They're missing one part of that link, so they're in the works of getting their IT to fix it today. Look, we're not a big juggernaut like the government. We are trying to stay up to speed. I have other ways of backdooring that. So, if you go onto Terry White websites and there's a health service component in there for those people who want to do it and preemptively book for next week. I don't expect everyone to have to jump on board and want it done immediately today. It is consumer choice, and I advocate it as the safest way to protect our society moving forward. But we need some normality and to diminish some of the stress that some people... I did actually hear a report this morning that Wayne Swan, goes on there as a politician and was complaining falsely that AstraZeneca, the government, had failed again to get it into Queensland and was doing a disservice to our community. Well, that's rubbish, all right? So I can advocate that into Australian and Queensland stores. Allocations were distributed yesterday. There'll be more next week. We're talking 800 pharmacies at present. They're looking at over 1,500 by next week, and hopefully 5,000 pharmacies by end of this month. So if you imagine every pharmacy in Australia, 5,000 who are able to do this vaccination, there's 100 each.
Yeah.
There's 5 million injections we will get out of the community, hopefully in the coming weeks. So that's a positive sign.
Yeah. Interesting, because I was about to say 100 AstraZeneca jabs, not exactly a princely number, but you're saying it's going to explode over future weeks.
Yeah, so a lot of the other pharmacies have chosen to take 300 allocations immediately into store.
Okay.
There is larger capacities for bigger stores. I'm being conservative. I don't like wastage. I've spoken to my pharmacists and my staff every day in the lead up to this to say how can we help with this scourge, with this plague, with this pandemic? How can we a positive step in it? And some of them are reluctant. I don't doubt that, you know, they see it as a bit of stress on them and a lot of stress on the pharmacy. And I don't want any consumer backlash in regards to protests and stuff like that. We are just trying to look at the best options for our society, which I love. Love what we have in Australia. I love the freedom that we've been afforded. The pandemic has limited that to a very large extent like we've never seen before. The only way out, in my professional opinion, is vaccination.
Oh, yes.
So I would like to be able to say, well, it's not just the hospitals anymore. It's not just Southside. It's not just JCU. You can walk into one of 35 pharmacies potentially in our region, book online, have the jab, follow it up in, you know, a couple of months' time, and then, you know, we're 70% of the way to stopping you getting hospitalization or severe ICU issues. Or worst case scenarios we're seeing more now, Delta strain is bringing unfortunate issues with mortality to the forefront, and I just don't want to see it get any worse. And I was fortunate on Wednesday to dial in with the health minister and his updates. There will be more mRNA, you know, the Pfizer equivalent of that vaccine, coming into community pharmacies in the coming months. So we're going to continue to lead the rollout of this, not just through doctor surgeries and through the hospital, but through pharmacy. And I'm very proud to be part of that, to be honest.
Now, Jason, don't go away. It's interesting because up at JCU, the last two Thursdays, they've had a walk-in clinic. Fundamentally, people who are averse to going online just say, turn up and we'll organise your jab for you. Now, in a circumstance where you're saying, well, these are all available for people who go online, and you've got elderly people who are averse to getting online, and once again, it's a disincentive for them. If they came into your pharmacy and said, can you step me through this online process so I can get my jab, would you be able to look after them?
100%. That's actually what my manager advocated about 10 minutes ago in the discussion. She said it is quite challenging to jump on Terry White or MedAdvisor website. So if clients who were finding that part of it challenging, there is Find a Pharmacy, certainly. There is Terry White. There is MedAdvisor. There's all these apps out there, Fangle Dangle. I'll be honest, I find it quite challenging with the online stuff. I'm not the most savvy in regards to apps. That's probably a generational thing. So if people would like to try, I'm not touting my age. I am getting older tomorrow, officially, my staff tell me. Unfortunately, that's a test of time. But if people would like to, please feel free. There are a live pharmacy out there. There are Whole Life. There are Terry White, Kenmart. There are discount drugstores. Pick the phone up, all right? Make a phone call. If you feel confident, come on in. We will try and help people as much as we can. Just be patient with us. We'll log it all in. We'll try and do things procedurally to fit in with the COVID guidelines, with the safe distancing, the waiting time. We have to log everything electronically online. So it is a challenging new forefront for pharmacy to step into this space, but we have done it competently. Myself, in 7 years, I have done over 4,500 flu vaccines.
Wow.
As a pharmacist in the pharmacy setting, and I'm glad to say, you know, we don't get pandemics from the influenza. Credit to vaccination. I don't want to see ongoing COVID pandemics continue to come to the fray, and booster vaccines may be needed in coming years. And I think a lot of people would agree it would be much easier to get a booster vaccine if it was needed through the pharmacy setting than having to line up at our stretched GP services.
I think this is terrific because a lot of older people would have heard you sounding sympathetic to their plight. You're actually one of the victims of the internet situation. What was the Fangle Dangle? It's all the Fangle Dangle. You find the apps difficult too. So there's going to be people out there saying, I'm going to get a sympathetic ear from Jason, Christopher and his staff.
I agree 100%. So if people want to, I'm not just advocating my stores, whichever pharmacy is closest to your proximity that you feel comfortable with going to, please give them a call. Ask them if they're on board. Ask them when they'll be getting it. Just touch base with them. At least they can give you a timeline. If it's not today, then they can say, for me, it'll be next week Wednesday. I will make myself physically present at my Terry White. I'll be back in store on Thursday. I'll be doing it again next week. But I need to make sure that my staff safety comes to the fray, as well as my customer safety, must be first and foremost. I don't want 50 people lined up in a store where they're feeling that I'm doing something wrong by them by making them have to wait or to line up. That's the last thing that we want. I've seen that on TV. How about we do it in an ordered system? Here you go. I'll give you a time. I will advocate. This is what we'll do. We'll go through any of your concerns, and I will dedicate my time to try and give you the best information as it comes to hand. So a lot of pharmacists will try and advocate that. So, deal with us. I'm fine with it. I know the doctors do have them. Cairns doctors have been doing 150 or thereabouts AstraZeneca vaccinations per week. But even then, the doctors are being stretched. I'm sure a lot of the Cairns community knows it is very, very hard to get a GP appointment at present because our system's just being stretched.
Exactly. Jason, this has been very, very helpful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, John. And findapharmacy.com. Hopefully we see you all in store sometime soon.
Jason Christopher is his name. He is the pharmacist. By the way, 4,500 jabs. That's practice for you. He's likely to hit the spot. They were flu jabs over the years. Jason Christopher is the pharmacist and managing director, Cairns Doctors and Whole Pharmacy out there, Bar Street Markets. Now, it's just after 10, so we're heading to the news. More talk after the news. Villa.